Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mell. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Hello, family, and welcome once again to the Winning Everyday Podcast. I'm so glad you've tuned in today. This is your daily dose of encouragement, hope, and faith to powerfully kickstart your day in God's presence. Wherever you are listening from, whether you're on your way to work, at home getting ready, or even taking a quiet walk, thank you for joining us. May the Lord bless you richly today in Jesus' name. Our topic for today's devotional is one of the greatest principles of the Christian life. The just shall live by faith. And our Bible text is from Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 4, which says, "Behold the proud, his soul is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith." I recently came across the story of Florence Chadwick, the first woman to swim the English Channel both ways. In 1952, she attempted to swim from Catalina Island to the California coast, about 26 miles. The day was foggy and chilly, and she could hardly see the boats around her. After swimming for 15 hours, she begged to be pulled out of the water. But when she got into the boat, she discovered she was less than half a mile from the shore. Later, in a news conference, she said, "All I could see was the fog. I think if I could have seen the shore, I would have made it." Isn't that the picture of life sometimes? The fog of challenges, uncertainty, and disappointments can make us want to quit. But faith, beloved, is the ability to keep swimming even when we can't see the shore, because we trust the one who promised to bring us to safety. So let me ask you this morning, what fog are you facing in your life? Is it financial pressure? Is it a health challenge? Is it fear about the future? Or maybe it's just the heaviness of discouragement. Here's the good news. Faith is the lens that helps us see beyond the fog. Hebrews 11 verse 1 tells us, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." When we live by faith, we are not limited by what we see. We are guided by what God has said. Maybe you're wondering, but how do I hold on when everything looks uncertain? Well, Romans 10 verse 17 says, "Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." Every time you open the word, every time you pray, every time you choose to trust God's promises over your feelings, you are fueling your faith. So, my friend, don't give up. Even if all you see is fog, remember the shore is closer than you think. God is faithful, and he will finish what he started in your life. Philippians 1 verse 6. Pause with me for a moment. What area of your life do you need to surrender afresh to God in faith today? Where do you need to say, "Lord, I trust you even if I can't see the end of the road"? Think about it, and let the Spirit of God strengthen your heart right now. I want you to do this today. Find one promise from Scripture that speaks to your current situation, write it down, and declare it over your life every time doubt or fear tries to creep in. Stand on that word like it's the only ground you have, because, in truth, God's word is the most solid ground you can ever stand on. As you go today, say this boldly: "Today, I choose to live by faith and not by sight. I refuse to be moved by fear, doubt, or discouragement. I believe that God is faithful to his promises in my life. The fog will clear, the shore is near, and my victory is sure. In Jesus' name." Let's pray. Father, we thank you for reminding us today that the just shall live by faith. I pray for everyone listening to me right now. Lord, strengthen their hearts, calm their fears, and renew their hope. Let them see your hand working in their lives even in the fog. Today, may doors open for them, may testimonies abound, and may your joy fill their hearts. We commit this day into your hands. Go before us and let us return with praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Beloved, go into today with confidence and faith, knowing God is with you. And don't forget, share this podcast with someone You never know who needs this encouragement right now. This is Winning Every Day Podcast, reminding you that with God, every single day is a winning day. God bless you and see you tomorrow.
I don't know where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it. It's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us,
despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it. And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.